you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
On today's edition of Career Talk, we examine the academic programs being offered at the Shortwood Teachers College, one of the island's oldest and most established teacher training institutions. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned.
We want to prepare rounded persons who can fit into any aspect of the society. Although we are preparing teachers, they must be persons who are able to meet the needs of persons in any facet of the society.
Acting Director of Practicum, Projects and Professional Development, Dr. Claudette Barrett March, speaking about the approach taken to training teachers at Shortwood. Dr. Barrett March says Shortwood is known for producing exemplary graduates, particularly in the areas of modern languages and early childhood education. At the early childhood level, students can pursue a Bachelor of Education degree in early childhood education. The entry requirement for this four-year program is 5 CSEC or CXC subjects, with passes in a science subject, religious education, social studies, history, or visual arts. The school also offers an intensive part-time diploma program for informally trained early childhood teachers.
We have a diploma program for part-time students, having been teaching informally in the system, having not gotten the formal training, and that's offered over a 3 to 4 year full-time, part-time basis.
Vice Principal of Academic Affairs and Research, George Dawkins. Teacher training in modern languages is one of the numerous specializations available under the Bachelor of Education degree in secondary education. The modern language program in particular has gained numerous accolades for the institution.
There is a specialization in French and Spanish at the bachelor's level, and we're bringing on Chinese Mandarin because we have recognized that there's a need for people to speak that particular language. It's one of our flagship programs and could be classified as becoming a center of excellence.
Mr. Dawkins says modern language graduates are in high demand, especially in other Caribbean territories and even as far away as Panama and France. Other areas of specialization available under the Bachelor of Education in Secondary Education degree are geography, history, social studies, human ecology, language arts, literature, mathematics, religious education, chemistry, biology, physics, and integrated sciences. Teachers are trained to teach all these subjects to the CAPE level, with the exception of integrated sciences, which is taught to the CSEC level. In addition to 5 CXC or CSEC subjects, students applying for the secondary education program must have obtained a grade 1 or 2 at the CXC or CSEC general proficiency level, or a grade A or B at the GCE level in the areas in which they wish to specialize. Acting Director of Practicum, Projects and Professional Development, Dr. Claudette Barrett March, notes that throughout the training, students are given the tools to pursue career opportunities outside of teaching.
We also expose them to skills that will help them to launch into their own jobs, their own businesses rather. They also are exposed to a course called Environmental Education for Sustainable Development, which opens up wide doors for them to look at a number of areas that they can serve in and develop businesses in.
This sentiment is echoed by student Rochelle Harris, who is pursuing a secondary education degree specializing in the sciences.
The program, it is unique in terms of it caters to all the intelligences, so it's not focused on just academics or theory. You are exposed to entrepreneurship, citizenship, modern languages.
We also hear from Devon Harris, who is pursuing a degree in secondary education specializing in mathematics.
There are other courses that I study which allows me to be more well-rounded, so it doesn't only develop my math education per se, but my competence in other areas as well.
Prospective students are invited to find out more about Shortwood's academic programs as part of its 128th anniversary celebrations, now on at the campus in St. Andrew. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again next week for another edition of Career Talk.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.